What's up, everybody? This is Alex from The Duran. I want to play for you a video from Tulsi Gabbard that she put out yesterday, where she calls out Turkish President Erdogan and what he's doing in Syria and the tensions between Russia, Turkey, and Syria. Tulsi Gabbard just totally crushes Erdogan. I mean, it is brutal, but she also calls on President Trump to get the hell out of Syria. Why not? Trump struck a deal with Afghanistan the other day. Fingers crossed, it looks like that war is coming to an end and the U.S. troops are going home. Get the remaining troops out of Syria. Let's put money, let the international community put money into Syria so it could rebuild. And the Syrian migrants, and I stress the word Syrian migrants in Turkey, can go home to their country, not to Europe. They can go home. Let's put money in to rebuild Syria. Angela Merkel and Macron, if you go to Turkey and meet with Erdogan and give him money to keep the migrants and the refugees in Turkey and not send them to Europe, then you are idiots. You are fools. Give the money to Syria, help rebuild Syria, and get the Syrian migrants back to their country so that the country can finally live in peace. Great video by Tulsi Gabbard. She also calls out the fake news of moderate rebels and how the U.S. and the Obama administration and Clinton and Kerry used that word of moderate rebels, which was really just a farce, just clever marketing to give money to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And she calls out the previous administrations for doing that. And she tells President Trump, don't buy into the moderate rebel BS. Call it for what it is. The U.S., Saudi Arabia, Israel, Turkey, Qatar, all these countries were funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda to destabilize the Assad government in Syria. So guys, check out the post via Tulsi Gabbard. Very brave post. Great, great job, Tulsi. This is why she stands heads and shoulders above every other Democrat candidate when it comes to foreign policy. Trump, when you win in your landslide, make her Secretary of State. I hope you guys enjoy the video. PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, please donate to us. This video will definitely get demonetized. So your donation really helps out a lot. And go to the Duran Shop, pick up some merchandise. That also always helps out a lot. Take care, everybody.
Russia is sending warships to Syria right now to protect it from Turkey's invasion in northern Syria, which is being carried out in alliance with Al-Qaeda. President Trump needs to make it very clear to NATO and Turkey's Erdogan that the United States will not be dragged into a war with Russia by the aggressive Islamist expansionist dictator of Turkey via NATO. The corporate media needs to stop referring to Al-Qaeda and their affiliated groups in Idlib as quote-unquote rebels in a deceptive effort to make them seem like freedom fighters. I and thousands of Americans enlisted after Al-Qaeda's attack on 9/11. And the media and the Trump administration's continued labeling of these terrorists as rebels is a disgrace and dishonors all of our men and women in uniform and our entire country. Turkey's been supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists from behind the scenes for years. But now Turkey is being forced to come out from behind the curtain and expose the role that they've been playing in the years-long effort to overthrow the Syrian government. Turkey's Erdogan wants to create an Islamist caliphate in Syria, reestablish the Islamist Ottoman Empire, and is working with Al-Qaeda and other terrorists to achieve his goal. He wants to be the caliph in the new Islamist caliphate of his creation. Turkey's Erdogan is not our friend. He's one of the most dangerous dictators in the world, and the United States government and media have no business helping this Islamist megalomaniac and his Al-Qaeda partners. It is long past time for Congress to pass my Stop Arming Terrorists Act, which would prevent our government from assisting countries like Turkey who are aiding our enemy, Al-Qaeda. And every presidential candidate needs to tell the American people where they stand. Will they support passage of my Stop Arming Terrorists Act?